In this episode, I'm going to share a personal story about my own journey to find love and become a dad, and I'm going to share a simple process that is life-changing in its beauty to help you deepen into your own intimacy journey. So stay tuned to the Deeper Dating Podcast.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page, and I'm a psychotherapist and a coach, the founder of the new way to meet online called Deeper Dating, and the author of the book Deeper Dating. Today, we're going to talk about one question that you can ask yourself that will change the course of your entire intimacy journey. And I'm going to tell a story about how that has been true for me. This week, and every week, I'm going to share with you the greatest skills that I know to help you find love, keep it flourishing, and heal your life in the process, because the skills of dating are nothing more than the skills of intimacy. And if you'd like a transcript of this episode, you could just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. And if you go there, you'll also get a number of free gifts from me if you decide to join my mailing list. I also just want to say that everything I'm going to share in this podcast is educational in nature. It's not medical or psychiatric advice or treatment. And finally, if you like what you're hearing here, it would be a wonderful, wonderful gift if you could subscribe on iTunes or elsewhere and leave me a review. So thank you so much for that, and let's dive in. So the path to love is really almost never simple. And when we decide to pursue our longing for love, we're led to challenges and possibilities that we really might never have dreamed of. For me, the decision to become a father as a 40-something single gay man in New York City is what changed everything for me. And in this post, I'm going to tell that story, but I'm also going to offer a really potent exercise for following your own call to love wherever it is that that leads you. A while back, I saw this beautiful movie. It was called Infinitely Polar Bear with Mark Ruffalo and Imogene Wolodarski, who was just incredibly brilliant. Anyway, in this movie, Mark Ruffalo's character suffered from very severe manic depression, but he was still able to build a life, and it careened wildly, but it somehow worked, and it worked because he loved his children. And it made me think about parenthood and how, like any deep love, it turns us inside out and it asks us to change in ways that we might never otherwise have been pushed and forced to change and face ourselves, and forces our world to open up in ways that we never would have thought of or chosen on our own. And that made me think a little bit about my story, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about. So I grew up and kind of came of age as a gay man in the 80s in New York City, and I grew up gay in the 60s and the 70s. And when I moved to New York, New York City was this giant theme park of recreational sex and dating conquests and wild, insane dance marathons. And I was on a kind of desperate hunt for love, and usually that hunt felt like a complete, complete failure to me. I failed again and again, and I never stopped trying, and I never stopped hoping. I didn't try in the wisest ways, but damn, I tried. So in my early 30s, I kind of hit bottom, and I found myself doubled over with this terrible, terrible sense of emptiness. And it had been growing inside me for all those years that I was pursuing my career and pursuing loves and having tons of recreational sex and searching for love in a way that was kind of the way that was laid out for me by gay male culture in New York City, but just completely wasn't working for me. And so I realized at a certain point that I had spent all this time looking for love, but I was ignoring the process of building love in my life. So that was a revelation, and there were so many pieces to that revelation, so many kind of moments of painful awareness, so many moments of, oh, I'm going to become someone who loves. I'm going to be someone who can have a pet. That was really big for me. That was a complete revelation that I could be someone who could take care of a pet. That was a big, big step for me. But I didn't know what to do with this revelation when it really came to my life. And at this point, I had kind of worked through a number of emotional issues. God knows there's always more. But at that point, it felt like I had worked through really big stuff. And so I had this box. I built this cardboard box and I kept it in my room and it had a slot in it. And I wrote something on the top. I wrote, I can do whatever the fuck I want. That was what the box said. And anytime I had a new idea about what might be exciting or important or next for me, I'd write on a piece of paper and I'd put it in the box. And finally, I kind of stopped doing that because I had a million ideas, but none of them called to me in that really intense way that I was looking for. And then in 1999, I saw another movie. I saw Almodovar's movie All About My Mother. So in this movie, the protagonist had something very, very painful happen to her. And it was only through caring for other people that she kind of found a through line out of her suffering. So I saw this movie with a friend of mine. It touched me in this really deep way. I felt shaken somewhere deep inside in a way that just didn't have words. So I said to my friend, I need a minute. And I went out and I found some quiet space and I just was asking myself, what is this? What is this feeling? And all these jumbled emotions resolved into an answer. I wanted to become a dad. Even though I was single, gay, and 44, and nowhere near rich, all of a sudden I knew what I wanted to do, and I was filled with excitement and terror and a sense of adventure. So for the next year, I thought this through, and I careened between, I am going to do this, to the other side, which was, am I out of my goddamn mind? And I had a really hard time making a decision because I didn't want to make a stupid decision. I wanted to make a wise decision. I didn't want to do it based on fear, but I didn't want to do it without an awareness of what this would do to my life. So I went through this. I tortured my friends and my parents. I didn't torture them. They were wonderful and glorious and really supportive, and they let me struggle with this. And my dad, who I've spoken about in another episode, the episode called Losing Love and Finding It Again. So my dad, who is a Holocaust survivor, he was completely silent through this whole thing. He really kind of did not want to influence my decision. And then at one point, after about a year, he broke his silence that he had managed to keep. And he asked me, Ken, do you really want a child? And I thought about that question, just like I had thought about it a million times before. And my answer was still the same. And I said, yes. And my dad's response was stark and simple. He said, then you have to jump. And we were on top of the Queensboro Bridge at that time. And the city lights were like jewels. And the height was dizzying. And his words were just what I needed to hear. So then, after that internal answer, I began the process that led me to my son. And the day, 9 months later, that I left for Cambodia, I had my last visit with my grandmother, who died while I was returning home with my son and my sister who came with me. And her very last words to me were, children bring joy. She had a picture of my son that I had gotten from the orphanage, and she would kiss it and say that. She was about 100 at that time. So she was right. My life has definitely been complicated and challenging in ways that I couldn't have dreamt of in being a dad. But there is one part of my heart that has felt full in a different way, and that has never changed. Not that it hasn't been complicated with having a son who's a teenager, but still and all, that has been really, really true. And with all of the challenges, I'm still floored by the privilege of being someone's dad. So this huge detour from my dating life, because this is what I was focused on during this time, which was listening to the call of love for me, leading me someplace I hadn't dreamt of. But this giant detour from my dating life is what led me to my husband. So, I've talked about this before, but the story is that Provincetown Family Week is an annual event for LGBTQ families. And I had never gone because I just felt like it was going to be too depressing to be surrounded by all these happy, coupled parents. And finally, two of my closest friends actually were, like, aggressive with me. And they cornered me. One actually literally cornered me and pressed me up against a screen door. And she said, "You are going." And she had never done anything like that to me before. And I thought, this gal means it. And someone else did the same thing, a little less aggressively, but very clearly. "You gotta go, Ken." So I decided I was gonna go. I felt like I had no choice in the matter. It was not what I was feeling like love was calling me to do, but it was what people who really loved me and knew me were calling me to do, and that was kind of close enough. So in the face of their passion, I listened. And it was there that I met my husband, Greg, who was the father of two children. And we have been a blended family since that day. I guess it's going to be 12 years ago, very shortly. So sometimes love calls us into worlds that we never thought we'd have to enter. And when it calls us, our challenge and our adventure is to say yes. And this might be something you want to think about even right now. How's love calling you? And so my friend Connor Middleman Whitney, who's the author of Zest for Life, The Mediterranean Anti-Cancer Diet, a wonderful book, told me a really beautiful story. So at her wedding, it was a Quaker wedding, and this elderly woman stood up and she shared this simple question that she said is what guided her. It was like the lighthouse for her through a long and good marriage. This question. And so she said, any point in her relationship with her husband, any point of bewilderment or any kind of crossroads or difficult choice or challenge, she would ask herself this. It's such a beautiful question. She would ask herself, what is love asking of me now? And that question was a wedding gift for Connor and her new husband. So this is a really wonderful question, and I encourage you, as we move toward the closing of this episode, to try this exercise right now. Don't wait for the right moment. Do it right now. Just take a minute and ask yourself, what is love asking of me right now in my life? It might be a quick and easy thing. It might be a huge, epic thing. It might be a little internal shift. It might be an action that's hard or scary, but whatever it is, this is kind of our mastery path, is asking ourselves that question and then kind of inching up to a yes and then living that. That is how we become strong, resilient, loving human beings. That's how we learn to love and respect ourselves. And when we do this, worlds open up for us, just like worlds opened up for me. So whatever you came up with, and if you even want to take a minute now and pause the podcast to think about this, feel free to do that. But whatever you came up with, that's your guiding insight. So asking that question is a way of writing ourselves in the world. And it's a way of guiding ourselves in the world. And it becomes our fabulous next. And when it does, we become, and we say yes to it, we become people who love better. This is a kind of path to joy. And our answer is going to define kind of the next intimacy adventure in our life. And saying yes will lead us to a future that might be less safe, but will be more filled with the love that we desire and will help us kind of move into a place where more and more we feel comfortable and empowered in our bodies and our hearts. So this is just a fabulous and simple micro meditation, a question that you can take with you and live to become more the person that you dream of being and desire to be. So thanks so much for listening. please feel free to visit deeperdatingpodcast.com or our new website, deeperdating.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.